USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines at this hour at the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan, which includes immigrants learning English and taking a civics test.
A big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him, exclamation point.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Conservatives complain constantly social media platforms like Facebook and others shutting down their pages if they express conservative viewpoints on their page. Now the White House doing something about this, and the Trump administration wants people impacted to report it. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Doubling down on the idea that conservative views are being censored on social media, the White House has launched a web form asking users to report any actions taken against them on platforms like Facebook and Twitter because of their political views. The website reads, social media platforms should advance freedom of speech, yet too many Americans have seen their accounts suspended, banned, or fraudulently reported for unclear violations of user policies. In a White House tweet, people are directed to a form which first asks users for personal information. The tool, which is hosted on Typeform, then asks users for screenshots and links of offending content.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration working on coming up with a way to help farmers that have been hit hard by recent tariffs. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News that the farmers have been especially hit hard.
It's been insane. We've had a lot of farmers, a lot more bankruptcies going on, a lot more farmer suicides. These things are highlighting many of the news stories in our local news. But we have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets. We lost export markets that we had for 30 years.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available.
The NTSB estimates it will be several days before investigators can determine the cause of a deadly collision of two float planes in Alaska. USA Radio's John Clemens reports six people killed.
One of the sightseeing planes was traveling southwest inbound to Ketchikan at 149 miles an hour, with the other traveling at 125 miles per hour, also inbound to Ketchikan. Jennifer Homendy is a board member of the NTSB.
I expect investigators will be on scene between about 5 to 7 days. We will not be determining the probable cause of the accident in that time frame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.